Welcome to our third episode of this podcast, Connecting with Your Inner Truth. And today I was thinking that actually my last podcast, which was about self-esteem and how to develop it, I had someone ask me that, you know, it's good that you mentioned in it that that we have to listen to ourselves, we have to, you know, really get to connect with our core and really truly listen to ourselves and be honest with ourselves. But you know, a friend of mine asked me this question. She said that well, then a new question arises in that, which is, what if I'm not able to distinguish the true me? Because when I have a low self-esteem issue or my esteem is low, sometimes I'm not able to connect with which is my truth. You know, sometimes my thoughts could be, you know, really negative self-talk, where I'm believing that's me. Or it could be a conversation which is, you know, that could be the positive one and I could start believing it's me. So how am I supposed to know which one's me, you know, like who am I in this? And I thought that was a great question. I think it's something that we all go through this. I mean, I don't really think there is like just one person who has issues with it. I think we all have these kind of conversations with ourselves where, you know, sometimes we have moments of doubts or moment of confidence or moment of, you know, believing in ourselves. And then there could be moments we may end up having negative thoughts, you know. So I think with a healthy person, it just means it's a little less than a person who's, you know, more sort of in the dark. And I think that when you have these two voices, there can be a conflict into the mind. And anyway, the question then arises from all this is that, what is my true voice, you know? And then I don't know if you ever experienced this when there's so much noise outside, you know, about what you should be doing. Like, there's so much educational content outside. There's so much, you know, information outside. You know, there are things that how you can do this, how you can do that. You know, whether that's your career or your personal life, there are always different opinions, different advices. And they're all very valuable advices and opinions. But then I'm sure that some way we all question ourselves, well, what is it that I need to believe in? You know, what is it that, I mean, all that sounds good and it actually resonates. But who am I in this? You know, what is my true path? What is my true voice inside of it? You know, and what happens is sometimes when we listen so much to outside world, we start to lose ourselves in that process as well, you know. And all these noises, although they kind of give us a bit of confidence in the moment, but it's kind of like on a superficial level, you know. It's not really making us go deep within ourselves to really connect to our own inner voice so we can actually trust ourselves. We can actually, you know, go through our own process rather than relying on someone else's. And I think it's really important that we need to rely on our own process than something that's sort of been taught. Although it's great that we can always get information from outside just to kind of feel the warmth and connect with somebody who may have been in similar situation than us. But I think what's really important is at the end of the day, if we can walk from our own inner truth, our own inner calling, and our own inner process, and our own inner journey, and our own life's journey. And that's the actual point of, you know, the podcast I've created, that, you know, the idea is obviously to give educational content, but more also to kind of then let people connect with themselves and make them believe in themselves and make them want to operate from their own truth rather than what's just told to them that they should follow, you know. And I thought that the topic in itself, like how you should listen to your, how you can listen to your inner voice, or how to listen to your inner voice, is a topic that can hopefully resonate with you. And also, I think it's probably the right topic to talk about after my self-esteem podcast. So anyway, I'm gonna start this, and I'm going to get into it straight away now. And the idea of how to listen to yourself. So let's say you have lots of noises and lots of voices that are telling you, do this, do that, or you should be doing this, or you should be doing that, and you end up feeling confused. You end up feeling, who should you trust? What should you trust? It could be the voices of outside sources, or it could be your own inner voice. It could be your negative self-talk that you're having with yourself. It could be, a conversation where you start believing that this is who you are, you know. And you're wondering, well, I'm being honest to myself, so how can I improve my self-esteem? Because you may have this reality that the negative self-image is your reality. That's who you are. Or you may have this reality that the positive self-image is your reality, and that's who you are. I think the truth of the matter is that either way, whatever way you think is your truth, in the sense that whatever you believe yourself to be, you are that. But when I say to listen to your inner voice, I don't mean the voice of the voice of the ego, you know, because the ego will tell you good or bad. The inner voice is your creative voice. That's not telling you good or bad. It's just flowing through you. And you don't judge that voice. You just go with it, you know. And that voice is the voice I always talk about, you know. Because we can have different kind of conversations with ourselves, but those conversations could be more ego-based conversations. But then there are conversations we have to have with ourselves. Actually, we're not even having the conversation. Something is having a conversation with us. And that's what I mean by that inner voice. So here's the clue. Whenever you feel in your peace and in your silence, and you feel like something is talking to you, something is wants to talk to you, but there is so much noise in your mind that is trapping it, you know that you're trapping that inner voice. And that's the voice you need to listen to. That's what I say when I say, you know, one should listen to themselves. That's like, whoever knows me personally knows this about me, that I always talk about listen to yourself. And this is what I mean by that. And when I say being honest with yourself, that's the honesty I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the honesty of the ego, you know, telling yourself this or telling yourself that. Because either way, that's not the honesty. The real honesty is when you just let it go, you know, and just let that conversation come to you. You know, something inside of you is always talking to you. Like, even right now, I'm making this podcast, and I didn't do any prep. I didn't do any preparation or even a structured it. I'm just free flowing. But the reason I'm free flowing is because I thought, okay, if I have to do this podcast, I have to do it in my rawest form. I have to do it and have to really let that come to me and hopefully speak my truth, and hopefully that truth will just connect with you. You know what I mean? So that's the idea. That's the idea behind it, or that's what I'm trying to communicate, that's the inner voice you have to listen to, you know. And now a question arises. I'm hoping by now you have an idea what I mean. You know, I'm hoping by now you have this resonance where you know in your body, in your gut, or even if it's in your, not in your body, but even if there's so much noise in your head, you know, at the deep of the core, something wants to talk to you. Your body knows. It's something inside of you knows that it wants to communicate with you. But most of the times we shut that communication based off our fears, our ego, or attachment to our ego, or just lots and lots of fears, you know. But that's, that little inner voice is the one that's your true voice, that's your creative voice, that's your energetic voice, that's your, that's your inner wisdom, you know. And that's the voice you need to learn to tap into. Now, obviously, I mean, there are many ways you can tap into it. But I find the more you get into the peace state, the more you work on your calming and grounding yourself, the more you can tap into that energy, the more you can listen to yourself, the more actions you take from that place, the more stronger your instinct becomes, and the more you start trusting it more and more. So I think it's not just listening to it, but also then acting from that place, and then kind of trusting yourself through that process builds that inner, builds your instinct much more stronger, and your trust in yourself develops with time. So you have to, it's something you have to keep on doing as you go towards your path. You have to keep listening to your instincts. And sometimes, you know, you might listen to that and you may not get the results or anything, but it's the journey you will enjoy. It's the process you will enjoy. And it's more the fact that you're letting it unfold to you rather than being afraid what will happen next. And that's the inner voice, the power of the inner voice, you know, that really, you know, operates from a sense of peace. And even if it's an unknown you're walking towards, you know that something inside of you just feels right, you know. And that's the voice that you need to learn to tap into your life, you know, because the more you trust it, the more inner, deep inner confidence that will get developed. And the more true you can be to yourself, the more honest you can be with yourself in that. And that honesty is not like you have to judge yourself. You just have to accept that reality and you have to just walk towards your path, you know. And I mean, I think if one has negative conversations, then really first is to just calm yourself, calm your mind, ground yourself, you know. And once you do that, you start learning you start allowing that space for you to listen to your inner wisdom, inner voice. And that's how you go about it. So I think all I have to say is on this topic is just this for now. Obviously the how part is, you know, you have to find your own process, as in for some people meditation would work, for some people doing some sort of like meditative exercises or some dance movements or any sort of breathing exercises. I mean, whatever can bring you in the calm, peace, stateful mind. And if you give your mind to have more solitude time, then it becomes very easier for you to tap into that instinct, you know. Actually, your instinct is always there. It's just more that you have to build your awareness. And that's what meditation does for you, or any sort of like breathing exercises or meditative exercises or healing exercises would do for you. Because what it does is it calms your mind, and then it sort of builds your awareness more. And since you build your awareness more, your instinct becomes more and more clear to you. And you start listening to that instinct more organically, more naturally. So yeah, that's what I actually meant when in my last, if you haven't heard my last podcast, which was about self-esteem and how to develop it. And in that podcast, I was briefly mentioning that you have to be honest with yourself. And that's the honesty I meant, you know. Not necessarily the honesty that you have to hate yourself or be negative in that conversation if you did something wrong, or just telling yourself a story I meant the honesty that is sort of speaking from your inner core, you know. And once you kind of connect with that inner honesty, then you can start working on your self-esteem quite naturally as well. So that's what I meant when I was talking about the honesty with yourself. And when I talk about truth and when I talk about honesty, this is what I mean. I mean that we have to connect with that inner energy and that inner truth, so we can be working from a true place, you know, rather than what's been kind of told to us as a template, as a formula, as a path. But that's not that path may not be your path, you know. Your path is your own path, and that's the whole point of these podcasts. I, you know, for me to empower you, to empower everyone that's around me, to believing more. And I don't mean believe by creating some sort of belief system, but by listening more to yourself, so you can be more true to yourself. And once you do that, that's just makes everything more easier, you know, much more natural and much more organic in your process of your journey of life. So anyway, that's all I have to say for now. I hope this little piece of wisdom added some value into your life, and you end up you know, thinking about it. And just in general, I hope it's given you something. So anyways, I'm hoping it's connecting with you. And if it did, then what would be really great, if you're listening to my podcast either on Spotify or any other platform, I think, or Apple Podcasts or any other platform that you use, then let me know. Let me know you're listening to it. And also, actually, if you could post it on your story as well and then tag me, that would be great, because this way I will know who's listening, and that way we're also spreading the message and we're helping other people around us. So yeah, I'm hoping it's connecting with you and adding something to your life. And wherever you're listening to it, I don't, you know, in the background while you're having your cup of coffee, or you're listening to it while you're after your meditation session, your exercise session, your gym session, or your time going to work, whenever you're listening to it, or when you're relaxing, or maybe when you're going to bed, who knows? But whenever you're listening to it, I'm hoping that it connected and it actually made you think. I mean, the whole point is, for me, is it just made you think, you know? And if it can make you think, and that in itself is a good starting point. So anyway, I hope you have a very, very good day, morning, evening, and we shall talk through this podcast very, very soon. Take care. Bye.